Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, que lo que, que lo que, que lo que, que lo que, que lo que. Season 5 is here. Season 5 is here. Oh my gosh. Season 5 of the podcast. I am bringing you 8 amazing episodes this season. And there is a connection between the number 8, 1, and 2. I've been getting my little podcast research on the past couple of months that I've been MIA and really trying to hone into bringing you quality episodes. Pero ya tú sabes, esto va a estar caliente. Bringing you some really cool information and just talking like it's 1995. So grab that cafecito y vamos a hablar. This episode today is all about speaking your voice. And I am going in this season. I mean, you know, I'm going to keep it real because yo soy tu prima favorita. But at the same time, I want to express some things that I know that so many women and men and just lots of different types of generations are going through this, especially with post-COVID. And, you know, we're still kind of, COVID is still out there. And just the world is changing. It will never be the same. And yeah, and it's in a way you think about it and you're like, bueno, prima, it's never going to be the same. Pero está bien porque algo nuevo llegó. Something new is here, and meaning a new opportunity for us to see the world and life and opportunities of all sorts of what we need in our life. And so I just want to say thank you so much for everybody that tuned in for all my seasons. And season 5 is here, and I'm excited, and I want to just dig in today because I don't want to make these podcast super long. I want to make them straight to the point, because whether you're driving, si tú estás en el carro, tú estás en la a la de la computadora trabajando, lo que sea, cue the music, I want this to be a powerful podcast for you. I want you to leave today and I want you to say to yourself, like, who can I share this with? Who can I resonate with? Tú ves como yo tengo la palabra. En inglés yo puedo hablar, te lo estoy diciendo. Yo estoy craqueada con ese inglés. My English, I'm telling you, is so crazy. I am, you know, I was born in America, you know, and I tell this to everybody, but English is literally my second language and they don't get it. But now you know. Anyways, you know the word. So for all my little grammar rules and everybody who, you know, says, oh, you said it wrong, listen, okay? This is my podcast. Grab a cafecito, sit down, and let's talk. Vamos a hablar. Real, okay? Doesn't matter. But today, you know, I want to talk about speaking your voice in a different way. And this is about people who work for a certain for companies, or maybe they're a contractor and they have like a boss, so they have to report to a client. And people that, you know, even entrepreneurs, because if you think about it, we all have to work with someone. You might not have a direct company you work for, but you might have a client. You might have to work with different contractors, and collectively you are a team. And speaking your voice is something that, I mean, I can go on and on in this podcast about how that feels and the vulnerability, you know? Think about the last time that you wanted to hold your breath or your voice towards something. Think about it. Just think about it for a minute. Think about it when somebody says something and you were ready to pop off and just be like, ¿tú sabes lo que tú necesitas ahora? Like, just think about that time. Well,
I am going to tell you from personal experience because, you know, I have been going through so many shifts in my life and I've been seeing so many women, either they've experienced this as well. And the reason why I'm really honing in on women, because I'm not going to say that this doesn't happen to men, because this absolutely happens to men as well. Okay. But this happens to a lot of women where we are put in a position that we're ready to pop off. Like, you know, we're put in a position where it's testing our faith. It's testing our ability to eloquently, you know, come across a certain way without, you know, saying curse words and telling someone to go whatever. And it's testing us. It's testing us. Ultimately, it's testing us. So if either you have a boss or you have a client or whatever it is, and someone disrespects you with their words, someone disrespects you about your culture, someone disrespects the way your form of thinking or your emotions or how you're not validated or gaslighting you or whatever the case is that happens in your workplace. These are situations where we sometimes do not use our voice. We do not speak up and use our voice. We could speak up and use our voice for so many things, but because we have COVID and we have this and we're trying to hold on to our jobs and we don't want to say something because, you know, they're going to let you go or you've been in the company for whatever, how many years. And, you know, your loyalty is to bring, you know, make the money for your family or whatever the case is. These are things that run through our minds as women. And we don't speak our voice, even if it shakes. I tell this to my niece every day. She's homeschooling. And I always tell her when I'm speaking to her and I'm like, tell me what you're thinking. Like, what is it that you want to say? Express yourself. And she freezes. And then I tell her, remember what I told you. And then she finishes my sentence. Speak your voice, even if it shakes. And I'm like, yes, mama, you have to speak your voice. And we have to teach our children to speak their voice, even if it shakes. We have to teach our neighbors to speak their voice, even if it shakes. Our partners to speak their voice, even if it shakes. Ourselves and everything that we do. Because the world, there's always something going on and someone will test you. They will want to humiliate you. They will want to put you in a corner. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Anyways, if you know where that's from, that's because I'm a movie buff. And so I'm saying this passionately because, you know, I knew someone who was in a situation and she deserved everything and more in this company. And she didn't know how to speak her voice. She didn't know. She had all these scenarios that as I was talking to her, she was telling me she had all these scenarios in her mind and she kept thinking about her children. She kept thinking about her mother and she and her grandmother and all these kids, all these people that rely on her and this pressure. And it gives her that anxiety. It gives her that. It builds into her and her being and it will put her in a depression because she didn't speak her voice. Because if it's she deserves to get paid more, because she deserves to be respected in an email, okay, or through a Slack or whatever the case is, or through a phone call, because she shouldn't, there shouldn't be a stereotype of, oh, well, she's from this country, so she's not going to understand or whatever the case is. Oh, she doesn't have a doctorate, so she's not going to know this, or she didn't go to Harvard, so she's not smart enough. Speak your voice, even if it shakes. Today, when you walk towards someone in your job or you're on Slack or whatever, type that in there and tell them, speak your voice, even if it shakes. Share with the world of social media to speak their voice. So many people are muted because of fear, because of all of this pressure that we put on ourselves, and especially women, you know, as a mom, sometimes there's decisions that I make that I'm like, I'm always thinking about my child. But at the same time, I'm like, if I'm thinking about her, then I should make my decision the opposite and not what the default is. And that's speaking your voice, even if it shakes. I'm going to tell you right now, todo el mundo que está escuchando ahora, I don't like confrontation. That's something that I've never liked since I was a kid. I never liked it. I ball up and I just don't like it. It's like I want todo el mundo en paz. Todo el mundo amén, aleluya, ya. But I know that the world doesn't work like that. And so even in that instance, it's because I'm automatically thinking that someone is going to come after me and they're going to attack me and they're going to be confrontational. But you can speak your voice without being confrontational. You can tell people what your beliefs are. And if they don't believe what you believe, guess what? It's okay, because we are different and we have to learn how to respect each other. This whole thing about vaccines and stuff, yes, you can come on my DMs all you want. You can come or whatever. You can comment on this. I'm telling you, I'm not holding anything this podcast, this season. Because at the end of the day, you don't know the reasons for that person not wanting to get vaccinated or for that person getting vaccinated. You don't know if that person lost someone. You don't know if that person is suffering an illness, an underlying illness, and you don't know, but you're judging them because they automatically said that. You know, you don't know. Yeah, there's crazy, stupid people out in the world that they just, you know, walking around like lo que sea. But The same instance about, you know, with vaccines is the same instance of let people live and do what they want to do with respect, because we want respect, but we got to give it. And if other people speak their voice, even if it shakes, it might hurt us, but they're speaking their voice. And that's what matters. You know, I want to leave you with this for today's podcast, because this is the first podcast. So, you know, I'm going to go all in. I want to tell you this. I want you to ask yourself the next time that you feel that you are against the wall, okay? You're against the wall and you don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. You want to go ahead and write that email as per what I was saying, okay? Eso es lo que tú quieres decir. Because sometimes I do that. Sometimes I write that nasty email in a draft, and then I just like delete it, because I'm like, I took the energy out, because I can't give them my energy. That I have to restructure my words, because yo no soy tonta. I'm not dumb. Yeah. Just because my parents didn't go to Harvard, just because I didn't go to Harvard, just because my English is a little twisted, doesn't mean I'm dumb. Just because I have a little extra curl in my fro doesn't mean I'm dumb. Just because I have a beautiful melanin skin does not mean that I'm dumb. That I don't know. And I'm giving you all these things just because I might be of a certain age or the way I express myself or my passion. I am not dumb. So for the same thing for you, just because you don't have the same experiences as Titulo Mundato, just because you don't have the same educational background or whatever, does not make you less than anyone, because we are all human. Use your voice. Speak your voice, even if it shakes, even if it trembles, even if it makes you mad, even if it makes you want to cry, even if you are trembling from the inside thinking of all these things that could happen and you're telling yourself, oh my God, I could lose it. I could lose everything. But you're not, you can't lose your voice. You can't lose what you believe in. You can't lose what you can't lose your essence and who you are. Because our children are watching us, generations are watching us, our neighbors are watching us, and people are getting inspired just by us using our voice. They get inspired to use their voice. As just the other day, we had our micro grants, so check it out, the Impact Micro Grants. You guys know that we give Impact micro grants for people in our community that are doing something. They have a passion, a dream, a business that impacts social good as well. So if you have a business and you impact social good, if you have another nonprofit, if you have a nonprofit yourself, if you're part of a community project with your local school, we definitely apply. And so we had an application come in the other day, and I literally had tears in my eyes, because, you know, it was a woman and her daughter, and the way that they started their story, the little girl asked her, she came home and asked her, like, mommy, why is in their muñecas, why is in their dolls the color of my skin? Like, why? Right? But guess what? Walk into Target and Walmart now. Go to American Girl Doll. Go to all these places. When we use our voice, it's noticed. We are seen. We are heard. There's so many other people with that same voice, that same passion. And now we are being seen. Now we are being, and it's not right that it should not just happen now. Okay, don't get me wrong. Again, don't come at me in my DMs. Not now. We should always be respected. And when I say we the people as the human race, no matter the color of your skin, no matter the what's on your head, no matter your accent, no matter what country you're from, no matter if you wear a hijabi, whatever, whoever you believe in, Jah, Allah, whoever you believe in, God, lo que sea para ti, what does it matter? But it's that passion, it's that voice that gets heard and change is made. I talk about it all the time with gay rights. There's people that stand up for our rights. They're not even gay. They're not even LGBT. They don't even have none of the letters in the LGBTQ community. None of them, okay? They're just passionate. There's feminist women that do love men too. They don't hate men. And they want change for us women to have rights. There's immigration. There's people who are from America, but they want to fight for immigration because they believe that we have the opportunity and we should be fair. So that's what I'm talking about today in today's podcast. It's using your voice, even if it shakes. Use it. And I promise that when you use it, someone else is going to be connected to what you're saying. And that is the step of change. You know, I always say and I always preach it, you don't have to be rich or famous to help people, because you, quite frankly, you don't. But if you use your voice, you're already helping humanity, because your voice is what will lead to change. Your voice is what will lead to other people understanding what's good for them in their world, but also for others. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's podcast. It's the first podcast of season numero cinco. I'm so excited, as you can see. And next week, I want to talk about stereotypes and judgments. And you know, homegirl, me, hello, tu prima favorita, has a lot to say about this, because I have been in situations where people will speak Spanish in front of me and they'll be like, and talk bad about me and all this stuff, like, ay, ella bonita para una negrita, all this stuff, like, really, all this horrible stuff. And then I turn around and I'm like, tú sabes que yo te entendí, right? Like, you know I understand you. Beat red, they don't know what to say. And I want to talk about those stories and what to do, you know, because I feel like, you know, our blood boils, you know, when we're misunderstood and we have these judgments and these stereotypes around. But I want to talk a little bit more about that. And I want to give you a little surprise on next week's podcast. So I'm not going to say no more. So tune in. Remember to every Tuesday, the podcast. I'm so excited. You guys do know how excited I am. And if you have anything to say about any of our podcasts, please go ahead and email us at hello@deargodarewethereyet.com. And ya tú sabes, hasta la próxima. Bye. Wepa. Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media, leave a podcast review, and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities, and remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos.